Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches push aside feeling overwhelmed and welcome the gracious goddess. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you getting ready for a trip, or maybe a wedding, or something else? Do you feel like you're just not connected to the goddess? Here's the good news. I'm going to share three methods in which you can create a closer bond and connection with the gracious goddess. Let's start with the quote from Doreen Valiente's Charge of the Goddess, as Doreen speaks in the voice of the goddess. I am the gracious goddess who gives the gift of joy unto the heart. So this quote is from the Charge of the Goddess, and it means a lot to me because who wants to believe in an angry god that's going to punish you and tear you a new one? I'd rather believe in somebody who's going to be loving and caring and compassionate towards me and other beings. Unfortunately, life can be really tough. And so I'm going to give you three things to help connect with the gracious goddess. The first one is open your heart to the gracious goddess and her gift of joy. Many of us have had the expressed feelings of being compressed and contracted with all of the news and the world's chaos around us. But the gracious goddess waits for us to welcome her. What this means is that she's willing and wanting a connection with you, and she's just waiting, so why not connect? And it can be as simple as doing a small candle lighting ritual for her as a daily practice. My second point is you need to pause to see where you have closed down your heart. And as we were talking before, how the world presses on us, we have to really keep in mind that we don't want to close our heart off to the goddess. I've also noticed that when people are not friendly to you or other people, it's easy to get caught up in that energy. And we need to make sure that we put up our shields and barriers in order to keep ourselves open to the light of the goddess. The third thing is open your heart appropriately with a daily practice. What I mean by appropriate is you don't want to just believe whatever people say if they're not on your side. For example, if I had a friend that turned against me, I don't want to keep that energy. I want to go and focus on the people that I do have that still love me and care for me. And doing a daily practice is kind of the same thing, where you're taking your focus away from the world's garbage and focusing it on the gracious goddess. So appropriately open means maybe you'll do something in your own home or in your room, a little meditation or a candle lighting ritual, as I said before. Basically, something where you can connect with the gracious goddess, where you don't get feedback from others who are doubters or judgers or simply negative. I came across a quote from Esther Perel. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, the last name. Esther's quote was, "If you are dead inside, the other person can do a lot of things for Valentine. It won't make a dent. There is nobody at the reception desk." So this quote means a lot to me because it's the same thing with the gracious goddess. By doing a daily practice, you're making sure that your reception desk is open. In summary, the first thing was open your heart to the gracious goddess and her gift of joy. Number two, you need to pause to see where you've closed down your heart. And number three, open your heart appropriately with a daily practice. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information, visit my blog, goddesshasyourback.com. Blessed be.